The Archbishop of Washington, D.C., Donald Wuerl, is one of the cardinals designate. He told Chris Altieri that his first thought on learning of the honor was that it really belongs to all the faithful of the church in the U.S. Capitol.
I got the news yesterday, and yesterday we celebrated the Feast of the North American Martyrs. And one of the things that struck me was all of those, that whole missionary group, all of them did the same work. All of them paid the same price for bearing witness. And yet, when we look at the liturgy, only two of them are mentioned by name, and the rest are simply listed as companions. And I thought, that really is a metaphor for the Church of Washington and this honor. Everybody here, all the priests, all the religious, all the lay faithful, work so hard on behalf of the gospel. The honor can't be bestowed on every single person, so it's simply bestowed on the bishop. And I thought of that as a very good reminder that the role of the bishop is to be servant of Christ and servant of Christ's church. And it's not something personal. It's something apostolic. And that was just going through my mind as I prepared for today, because this is a great honor to the church in Washington, and it's bestowed because this is the capital city of the United States. That's why the Holy Father has elevated the Archbishop here to the rank of cardinal. I think it's a testimony to the faith of the people here. And what confirms that is 2 years ago when Pope Benedict visited us and reminded all of us that he was here as a successor to Peter to confirm us in our faith. One of the things that he said was that he had come to confirm us in the faith and that we had also confirmed him in the faith. I think the faith is strong. It's a lively, active faith here in our country, but particularly in the capital. And this honor is to recognize that. So I was very, very humbled to be a part of this, but also filled with joy. This is a great opportunity to show our bond, our link, our tie with the Pope, with the Vicar of Christ.
So this is, without a doubt, an honor for the whole church in Washington, D.C., but it is also something that, as a matter of fact, strengthens communion with the successor to Peter.
Well, that's the linkage I was speaking about when we talked about the Holy Father coming. And when someone is named a cardinal, it highlights that unique relationship. Every bishop has a relationship with the Pope because every bishop is an apostle, a member of the college, with Peter as the head of that college. But cardinals are called to have a special bond so that their very service in the church is to the Pope and then to reflect the presence of the Pope where the cardinal carries out his ministry. And that was one of the reasons why I said in my statement that in accepting this honor, I renew my pledge to the Holy Father, a pledge of fidelity, affection, and loyalty to him. But I also noted that this is a time, in the words of Pope Benedict, to re-propose the perennial truth of Christ's gospel. The Pope calls us to the new evangelization. And I believe that here, united with him, and through him, united with the rest of the church, we are called, as he tells us, to this new moment, to invite people back, to repropose the gospel message to everyone. But we do that as a family whose touchstone is the Pope, who connects us through his apostolic succession all the way back to Peter. It's a great joy.